SETI is a tricky business. When the idea came up decades ago to turn a radio telescope to the heavens to listen for signals of alien technological origin, no one quite knew what to expect. It might have been that the galaxy was lit up with alien signals coming from all directions, or intentionally in our direction, as Carl Sagan mused about in his book Contact and the subsequent movie. All of these ideas involved powerful radio beacons, perhaps making themselves known by using the language of mathematics and science. But this did not pan out. We do not see obvious signs of advanced alien civilizations ruling the Milky Way. In fact, so far, we've seen nothing unambiguous at all, and that's a problem. With radio astronomy, unambiguous is an important term. If you turn a radio telescope towards the stars, you will get weird signals, some of which may have no ready explanation. But what you can't do is immediately suspect that they are of alien origin. All you can say is that we don't know what they are, at least until someone thinks of a natural explanation later. This does not, of course, rule out the possibility that we will detect an alien signal someday. Unambiguous signals are no problem to create, we do that all the time ourselves. If someone were to pass within a few light years of Earth and they had sensitive enough equipment, they'd see us, and they'd know that our plethora of narrowband signals we're producing are technological in nature. There would be no other explanation. Go a bit further out though, such as the nearest star to us, Proxima Centauri, and we would actually be pretty difficult to detect without some seriously sized equipment. But that's Radio SETI as was envisioned decades ago. And while Radio SETI is well worth the effort, even if there aren't contact beacons blasting out signals, there could be anything from interceptable internal communications, feeds from probes, and even leakage from alien propulsion systems, a subject I broached recently with guest number 3 for my new show, Event Horizon, link below for a clip. The guest was probably easily guessable, given the plug I recently put on here for the Mars Society convention, but it's Robert Zubrin. A lot of people watching this channel will know Dr. Zubrin from his Mars exploration advocacy, but he also wrote a paper back in the 90s that detailed several types of detectable alien propulsion systems, such as laser-driven light sails, linked to the paper below. We discussed that, and of course Mars, but other topics that he's wrote about over the years that most interviewers don't get into with him. The full episode comes out October 4th. The point is, we may be more likely to accidentally detect aliens just by seeing the normal emissions of their civilization rather than seeing an intentional contact beacon. But there could also be a far more efficient way to make contact. I've covered one variant of this on this channel, the idea that sleeping von Neumann self-replicating probes could be present in the solar system, waiting for the right time to start transmitting to us. This seemingly makes sense. It takes a lot less time and energy to talk to a local beacon than one that's far away. But there are also issues with von Neumann probes, such as if they were to lose control of their own reproduction and literally turn the entire galaxy into von Neumann probes. So there may be an alternative, nodes. In a paper by John Gertz, linked below, he details that aliens might rather position communications nodes, a network, at intervals within the galaxy that can search for and identify nearby exoplanets that may harbor civilizations. They would then simply wait until they detected radio emissions that unambiguously indicated the presence of a civilization. They could monitor multiple star systems at once and relay their communications rather than using huge amounts of energy to beam directly home. Such a network would still operate at near the speed of light when communicating back to the alien's home world, which limits communications. This is a relativistic universe. But it would also locate information about them very close to us, allowing it to transmit a virtual encyclopedia's worth of information about the alien civilization to us as soon as the node was ready to communicate. This would also be a solution to the Fermi paradox. If such nodes exist and they direct their transmissions towards other nodes very narrowly, we would not see them unless we were in the path of those communications. If we were not, then we'd never know, at least until a node contacted us, that an extensive galactic network of communications nodes exists. Maybe it does. Thanks for listening. I'm futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently worried about aliens interpreting Earth. What if the first communication we receive from an alien node is an Amazon order for lithium grease because it ran out? Or how about we eat science fiction authors in a comments section on YouTube? This has happened. Or a demand by the avians of Slanthor 5 to hand over the kernel immediately or else. So very worrying. And for more such worrying material, check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.